oh shit, was probably the feeling a lot of people had when they saw this short video of Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt fighting on a rooftop in what looked like maybe Manhattan, could have been Singapore. I don't really know, but it was a big deal a couple months ago when it came out. It was all done with AI, and it, I guess, almost as a proof of concept. And it was amazing because it was simultaneously the technology had gotten to a point where it could recreate almost to a T, like a movie scene. And the person who had done it, or the team who had done it, really had that kind of like, ooh, we're gonna push the limits. We're gonna figure out how to do it. They had that vision to kind of push the technology. And what was interesting, going back to the oh shit moment, was you got the visceral sense that everything had changed, right? So there was sort of predetermined or like sort of pre-fraught conversations within the movie industry. And then this kind of like cemented that fear. Well, I think we're just crossed over another one of those moments, and we're going to start to see the proof of those shortly, which is in the last week and a half, Anthropic released Claude Design, and OpenAI released Images 2.0. These are tools that are incredibly effective at creating visual images and designs that previously only experts could do. Only like the people who went to school to study design, or if you're doing images, to create those images, to photograph, stylists, illustrators, right? Those people who could do that. And now these incredible tools are giving everyone that power. And that's what we're going to start seeing artifacts of very shortly. I'm Josh Levine, Transformation Executive, helping teams learn to use AI together, not so they can do more of the old stuff faster, but so they can learn to work in new ways to do the things that no one has imagined yet. I spent the last 20 years paying attention to how work actually works and how it changes technology, culture, incentives, and the stories we tell ourselves about capitalism doing what it's supposed to be doing. This is the audio version of my Substack. Go and subscribe. Working out in real time how AI is changing how we look for and do work, and maybe eventually how to navigate what I call the job shit show. Episode 16. We're all art directors now. So just this week, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Apple announced that CEO Tim Cook is going to be handing over the reins to John Ternus, his head of hardware engineering. And what I think is interesting about this is that you get the sense that, or at least everybody, all the journalists are trying to read the tea leaves, trying to predict what it means that this person was elevated. Now, I'm sure they're an incredible operator and leader, and I have read that he is. But there's this pattern that happens, which is when the board or the executives chooses someone to succeed a CEO, they generally pick the person who is leading the most successful division or the division that they want to really emphasize that the leadership thinks this is where we're going to bet things are moving forward. That's part of the dialogue. But for the purposes of this conversation, what I guess the parallel I want to draw here is that he was the head of engineering, and he is now going to be the CEO. He's no longer going to be involved in the day-to-day of that. But the bet is that he's got the experience and knowledge to be able to, instead of actually leading one particular set of teams or one team, to be able to direct, to be able to describe, to be able to make bigger choices. And because he has that experience within hardware engineering, he can really move that forward and in a very and they hope a very competent way. And they're giving, so essentially he is extracting himself from the day-to-day and becoming more of a director. And that, I realize, is actually what's happening to all of us. We are all, with the advent of AI and the integration into our lives, becoming directors. When we first adopt AI, we start using it to do the things that we used to do. We fit it into our lives. And this has happened with new technology throughout history. I won't go into it. But soon, and what AI is going to enable us to do is adopt abilities that only experts could do previously. So when we're thinking about what graphic designers can do, UX designers can do with Claude design, is now, or on their own, is what others can do with Claude design. Now, this started what we kind of all are more familiar with is vibe coding. So vibe coding was this terminology that popped up, I think, early 2025, where someone without the expertise and the knowledge to be able to program code could create the result of someone who could program code, right? Websites and apps and all sorts of digital outputs. And this vibe coding was a game changer, and we taught, and there's a lot of discussion around what is the role of a developer and how, well, we used to tell people to go into tell kids to go and study coding or computer science, and now we shouldn't. And we're watching the kind of the evolution of the developer and what that means for them and how they're directing. They're actually moving along this same path, this direction, this ability to kind of point in a particular direction and say, I have a vision for this. I know what this should look like. And what is interesting is that the most effective people will still be the experts. So this is kind of the first point I want to make that I'm thinking about, that I'm observing with these new tools, which is it can't just be, if you have played around with AI and you give an incomplete or an improper prompt, it doesn't get you what you need. And the same is true, only more so, for vibe coding or for developing an identity system and logo or for creating a fashion, shoot or a photograph or a movie or an illustration. If you have the deep expertise, while you no longer have to do the day-to-day work of in working in the tools, right? Pushing pixels in Figma or pushing the shutter button or adjusting the f-stop or actually using this, whatever code is kind of the moment. These tools are doing it for you, but experts are going to have the vision and the expertise to be able to direct the AI in the right way. You think of all, even just at the kind of language level, I can describe, as a classically trained graphic designer myself, I can actually describe what I want in more accurate terms. I can communicate with more specificity. And even before that, I'm bringing to it what I think is possible. I'm going to sketch. I'm going to imagine. So if you're an app developer, you can say, this is how I want it to look. So you need to be very specific and particular. And you could muddle your way through if you don't have that. But this is, to me, one of the major advantages that experts, why experts shouldn't panic at the moment. These are tools that are going to give you abilities to do more in different kind of interesting work for a limited time. Point two, things are moving very quickly. So I think that edge is going to live for 12 to 18 months, right? That window is going to be open for those experts. And then what we're going to see is that the tools are going to get better at bringing in or enabling amateurs. And just like any AI tool is going to prompt you with questions, you ask a prompt and then it's going to say, hey, I've got some questions for you. We're going to start to see some of these AI tools prompting anybody who's using it who isn't using the kind of language or specificity or direction. And so if someone is creating a short clip, the AI is going to come back to them and say, if you want to shoot this movie, do you want it to have the more of a kind of sense of the Gone with the Wind, how Gone with the Wind was shot, or more like The Matrix? And it's going to start providing you these prompts to kind of instead of you giving it the specificity, it's going to ask for it. It's going to catch up. It'll take a while. There is a lot of nuance, but there's no doubt it is going to happen. Here's why creatives and craftspeople, people who are really good at something, shouldn't panic even after that 12 to 18 month window. When everyone can make anything, you're going to see a lot more of stuff, and some of it may be even pretty good, like the fight with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt. But it was still missing a little something, right? What we're missing is, and what creatives, craftspeople, experts in their field provides is that taste, the ability to imagine the thing that you're bringing into existence. If you don't have the ability to imagine, to envision, you're only going to get so far with AI. And so experts aren't being replaced, they're being freed. They're being freed to be able to use their most valuable or high-level skill. And it's not about the, it's no longer about who can use the tool the best or transcending the tool. It's about who has the vision. What is new? AI can only work off of what existed previously. If you have a new idea, a new vision for a movie, a story, an illustration, some app, and you want to do it in an entirely new way, you have to describe that. You have to be the you have to provide more and more of that, because otherwise AI is just going to work off of whatever tool you're using, the past. And so we're going to see an incredible elevation from of the value being who can use the tool. We're going to see an assignment of value to who has the vision. Who has the ability to see something that has never existed before? And that's why I'm pretty hopeful. I'm excited to play around with Claude design. I haven't had time this week, but I'm definitely going to get into it. And it's going to make my work better. But I'm elevating. I'm always trying to think about how I can provide more value. I'm not just going to deliver a design. I'm going to deliver more than that. Now the design is just the tool. The AI is just the tool. So I just feel like we can expect change, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be to our detriment. I think we're going to see some really interesting people doing interesting things. And I expect the new and the weird are going to become even more valuable. The Job Shit Show is brought to you by me and my company, Great Mondays. We're a change consultancy. We help teams at private companies elevate how their teams operate in an AI-driven world. You can learn more about my work at greatmondays.com. If you are experiencing the shit show, looking for work and having a hard time hiring, can't find the right candidate, or at work, I'd like to know about it. Send me an email. I want to know what's going on. So I'm collecting stories and the detritus that sort of makes this current world, what it is. So you can email me stories at greatmondays.com, and we can have a you can either send me the write it up or send it to me and send it to me, and then or we can have a call. We'd love to talk to you. Like I said, the Job Shit Show is on Substack. Please go read there for more complete thoughts. Every week I record this and then I write the article afterwards. You can also watch on YouTube. And final request, it really helps us grow the show. If this helped you think a little different about how you approach job seeking or how you do your work or how you're going to continue to be successful in the AI apocalypse, share it with one person that you think could benefit from also listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on the Job Shit Show.